You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
Good morning, folks, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Ride at Home with Rich, the show that brings you the best and the brightest in the world of home improvement. I'm your host, Rich, and today we're going to be diving into the world of natural light and innovation. Our guest today, Jeff Culberson from St. Louis Skylights. He's here to shed some light, quite literally, on how skylights can transform your living spaces. Plus, don't forget, I'll have my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack every week. You don't want to miss either of those. So get comfortable, grab a notepad, and get ready to be inspired as we dive headfirst into the world of natural light and bring some sunshine indoors with our skylight expert, Jeff Culberson, again from St. Louis Skylights. So, hey, I just want to get right into this with you, Jeff. Thanks for joining us today. And how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming back. It's been about a year, maybe a little over a year. So I thought we could get back in and kind of remind everybody of, you know, some of the great things that are, you know, going on and happening, you know, not only for you guys, but just in the world of skylights, and, you know, see if we can get some stuff drummed up and answered for some people out there. Definitely want to, let's get into your background a little bit of, like, you know, how you kind of came about. How did you find your way to, you know, St. Louis Skylights, and what got you into all this?
It was, you know, it's a pretty interesting story. I've been extremely fortunate. You know, I started off in the service. I was in the Air Force for 21 years.
And, oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And while I was in the service, I was stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base on the B-2 stealth bomber. And a gentleman that you may all know, Mr. Bill Eigel, was a worker of mine, or a cohort. And he got out and bought St. Louis Skylights in 2007. And then around 2008, when I decided to retire, he asked me to come on board and open up Windy City Skylights in Chicago. We did that, and we're extremely, extremely successful, very fortunate. Started growing to the point where he asked me to come down here and be his vice president in 2009. And then fast forward a few years, and in 2016, I bought the business, and that's where I'm at today.
Awesome, awesome. And you know what? If they can survive in the Windy City, Skylights will do great in St. Louis, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's been a little while since you were on last, but, you know, can you share anything new, any changes in the business, any innovations, anything going on new since you were on last?
Yeah, and it's an exciting time in the daylighting industry right now. A lot of folks are starting to drive primarily to venting skylights, as you probably are all aware. Homes are built tighter and tighter these days than they ever were before. And so a lot of the results of that are some off-gassing of some of the materials used to build those skylights. So they're finding that the VOC content in the home is higher than it's ever been. So leaning towards a venting skylight that You can add automation to that will actually monitor the temperature, CO2 levels, and humidity levels in your home automatically, and they'll open and close automatically and get those spaces in a much more healthy environment than they could be without them.
Yeah, yeah. What about if it were to start raining?
Well, so Velux has an amazing product. They have an audible rain sensor. So if you leave your skylights open and you decide that you want to go shopping or you want to go take a walk, and then you know how it is, the weather in St. Louis, 1 minute it's sunny and the next minute it's raining, the skylights will actually close all by themselves. And so it's a nice safety feature to prevent water intrusion into your home.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's really awesome. And I love you know, all the stuff with Velux. I mean, you guys have been doing this a long time. How long have you been in business?
1989.
Okay. So, and you know, a great relationship with Velux. They got some really great products and everything. Can you kind of just touch on, you know, that relationship with them and how that works for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Velux recently rolled out. For a long time, you were a five-star dealer, which meant that you were exclusive with Velux in regards to specific programs. They kind of looked at that program and said, felt like it tied in too much with a five-star review that you see on Google. So they renamed it a Signature Series and changed the program up a little bit. So we've been with Velux our entire time. They're an amazing company, always innovating, always looking at new things, and always growing. One of the big things that came out is Velux bought a commercial plant recently, and they're now offer a broader product line, especially when it comes to sizes. For a long time, you were very limited residentially on the size of the skylight. And since they bought that other manufacturer, residential skylight sizes are pretty much unlimited at this point.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool. 'Cause bigger is better, right? That's what everybody's going after. So for years we've been looking for ways to, you know, do more and more, you know, glass in the roof in order to, you know, get that light in and everything. So that's really cool too, how they can do that. And we can talk later about some of that custom stuff, you know, how that stuff happens and everything too. But, you know, I want to kind of get into, I mean, windows are great with light, bringing it in. You know, we put all these big, nice windows in the walls and everything. But primarily, what would you say manufacturer-wise, and, you know, what are they really doing different? And what's the difference, you know, from just a regular window, you know, to an actual skylight?
So that's a great question. Not all skylights are created equal. You know, the adage is that all skylights leak, and that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
You know, skylights do leak, and when they do, the good skylights actually take that water and they weep them to the outside of the building. So what Velux has done is created a couple different models, one that can sit perfectly flat and others that require a certain pitch. And unfortunately, what we see in the industry is that folks don't understand that, and they put a skylight that say it's designed to sit on a 412 pitch.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put it on a 212 pitch. And then that skylight isn't allowed to weep that water out. And instead of weeping it to the outside of the home, unfortunately, it comes to the inside of the home. It's not necessarily a product issue. It's an installation issue. So we like to educate our consumers on they're not all equal. And every skylight that we install has to be put on the correct application.
Yeah. And, you know, we have the kind of the same thing for windows as far as you know, when they're installed, and especially replacement windows. Like, I love, you know, that the Velux with their flashing kit. And like you said, it depends on, you know, what angle of the roof and all that. But you can get, you know, they've made that flashing kit to really make these skylights last and not leak and, you know, work properly in all those different conditions. And, you know, we kind of end up with the same thing with windows in a wall, you know, by way of how you flash that to the wall. If you don't use, you know, what's called a new construction window where it actually has the flanges to mount to the wall, then it's almost impossible. You know, it's like not having that flashing kit. You know, you've got this window skylight thing penetrating a hole and nothing going around it to really, you know, manufacture, keep that water going where it needs to go. So we're battling that on walls all the time. You know, good thing for walls is it's not every wall. It's how the wind drives, stuff like that. But, you know, for you guys in Velux, it's every roof.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things Velux has done an amazing job. Their no-leak skylight, that's the name of it, the no-leak skylight. It actually has three layers of protection. There's a gasket on the bottom. So as soon as you put the skylight down and you bolt it to the wood, it's already watertight at that point. But then we go above and beyond and you wrap it in ice and water shield. Then you use the Velux flashing kit. It is no leak, literally, unless it's installed in the wrong application. But if it's in the right application, Velux warranties it for 10 years. And because that's all we do, we actually add another five and we warranty 15 years for no leaking in your home. So it's an amazing product.
That is totally awesome. So when you look at it, aside from, you know, the leaking, I know it's been a huge, you know, common thing with skylights leaking years and years ago, kind of got everybody worried about it and that. So there's this misconception of that they've answered and corrected, but are there any other kind of common misconceptions or myths on skylights that you can kind of debunk for us?
Yeah, one of the biggest ones, in addition to leaking, is that they let all the heat in, or they turn my floors or ceilings or paintings different colors. So, you know, Velux has addressed that issue as well. They use a glass that is low E, so it blocks 99% of the UV rays that come in.
It's like a door or a window, and that is effect, yeah.
Absolutely. It's high-performance glass. You know, those old skylights that leaked, I always use the adage, it's like putting a Tupperware lid on your roof, right?
Yeah.
And so there was really no hail protection. There was no sunlight protection, UV protection, and the heat that came through was just ridiculous. The new glass reduces that heat by 60 to 70%. So the glass alone does that. Now, anything over 6 feet requires to be laminated, so there's some protection there as well. Folks think, hey, if I put a glass skylight on my house and something hits it, I'm going to have this big hole in my roof. And not necessarily is that the case. It actually has an outside layer of tempered glass. And everybody's probably seen tempered glass when it breaks into little bitty pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's an argon-filled space. But then below that is a laminated piece of glass like the windshield of your car. So if something was to hit it, it may break, but it'll hold in place and protect your home.
Oh, wow. That's really good for sure. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, it's good that they got to that. It's amazing that maybe they didn't get to that a little bit sooner, because when you think about the construction of a home, you know, and you're in your attic, through the roof, all the heat rises, all that stuff happens. So we need like this, you know, R38 insulation, and now we're getting it up to like, you know, R40, some R50, and really, you know, trying to insulate so well. And it's amazing to me to think that they thought it was a great idea to just cut like a 2-foot by 4-foot hole and put a piece of plastic bubble over that and go, hey, isn't that awesome? You know, when everything else needs to be, you know, this great insulated thing to keep the home energy efficient and functioning. And that's literally what they threw up there.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I've done in a home show, it's been a couple of years now, is just to show how resilient and strong this glass is. I'm a pretty big car guy. So I took my 1955 Chevy down to the home show and I parked it on 4 skylights. We lifted the car up, put 4 skylights underneath the tires, and lowered the car back on top of it. And just to show how strong that glass really is.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't see that. That's really cool.
It was fun.
We'll have to post some pictures of that if you got them.
Absolutely.
That's really, really awesome. I love that. And it really shows, like, holy cow, they are different than they used to be, because they were pretty weak and they were pretty thin, and the smallest hail would break them. And yeah, it was always a big problem for people. So, you know, it's amazing what we can do today and the different, you know, systems we come up with. And, you know, they're really starting to, I don't want to use the word perfect, but boy, they're getting the systems down really, really well, you know, to work for people and protect and all of that. So, I guess last thing I might ask you this segment, is, you know, when replacing your roof, Is that like an opportune or the best time to think about replacing skylights? Is there a good reason to do both at the same time?
I think that's a great question. A lot of folks tend to look at skylights like, oh, they're supposed to last for 100 years, right? So your roof doesn't last that long. We recommend having us come out, take a look at the skylight and see what condition it is when you are replacing your roof. It may be fine and we're okay to tell you that. We're not going to ask you to replace something that's still good. But what we like to see is when you're looking at a roof, have your roof put on and then have us come by afterwards and put the skylight on. And what that does for you is it eliminates any finger pointing when it comes to if something does happen, who's responsible. The roofer puts their roof on and the roof leaks, it's the roofer's responsibility. We put the skylight on and the skylight leaks, then it's our responsibility. And that's give a peace of mind to the homeowner. Unfortunately, in a lot of these days, people say, oh, it wasn't my fault, it was your fault. No, it wasn't my fault, it was your fault. And that eliminates.
Too common.
Absolutely. So that eliminates that finger pointing and gives some customer our customers peace of mind.
Yeah, awesome. So phone number, website, how can people find you guys?
Yeah, well, thank you. Our phone number is 636-536-2000, and you can find us on the internet at stlouisskylights.com. I would like to point out that we have moved. We went out to Truesdale, Missouri, out in Warren County. It's a little ways away from the St. Louis Metroplex, but we still serve the entire St. Louis metropolitan area. So our office is in a different location. We have a showroom there, but we're still serve the entire St. Louis.
Awesome. Awesome. And for everybody out there, you know, we do this stuff. We work with you guys getting these guys put into our designs and everything. So you can find Mosby at 314-909-1800. And we'll be right back after this.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, you heard the man. Time for Rich's Right at Home Hack, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. Remember, no matter what unwanted bug, pest, or animal is in your home, contact Holper's today, holperspest.com. And, you know, on these hacks, I try my best to do things that are like common questions that I get. And I get this question quite often, and I just never really thought about doing it. But I got it again, you know, the other day, and I thought, yeah, we should talk about that because, you know, wallpaper seams that are coming apart, I see this all too often. And I get, you know, in where we're going to remodel a bathroom, we do something, and then everybody's like, oh, but in my dining room, can you just fix these wallpaper seams and this and that? So I thought, let's run through the process of doing that. Maybe some people can just DIY this out there. So super easy. Basically, all you need to do is, you know, get a warm soaked rag with water, hold that rag over the area for a minute or two. You really want to let that, you know, soak in. And what you want to do is you want to carefully kind of open that gap just a little bit larger than it was. I know this is kind of freaky, but You want to just kind of pull it back because it's going to be letting loose and wet. So open that up a little bit larger and you just squeeze some seam sealer in there. Kind of, you know, white glue works in a pinch. Open that gap, get that seam sealer in there, close it down. You can roll it off with a roller. Then you just take a sponge and kind of wipe off that excess sealer on the outside. And voila, super simple, does not take very long. I think it's something a lot of people can handle out there. So I try and keep it super easy and effective for you guys. So remember, you can hear this hack and all my hacks every week on my social media. Search Rich Orris Mosby. You can find these on my Facebook, LinkedIn. They're out there for you every single week. But hey, today, right now, we're going through here with Jeff Culpertson from St. Louis Skylights. We're talking everything skylights, you know, how, the right ways to put them in, all the different options and everything for you, where they're located, your new location, how you can get a hold of them and everything. Great information to have. But, you know, we were talking kind of during the break about, you know, shades on these, because I like to get into like techie stuff. I like to get into options, you know, for these different things. And I know there's a lot of different shades that they offer now in these skylights. Can you just kind of run through what Velux has for that?
Yeah. So there are two types of skylights that the consumers need to be aware of. One of them is called a deck mount skylight. And those skylights sit at a pitch of, 14 to 85 degrees. So if your roof is within that dimension, we're able to use a deck mount skylight. And those shades can mount directly into the frame of that skylight. They can be solar powered. They could be manual. I recommend the solar powered because you get a 30% tax credit. So they actually pay for themselves if you bought the skylight.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, if you buy a skylight with a shade and you take advantage of the 30% tax credit, you're actually getting the shade for free. So it's kind of a no-brainer. And when it comes to shades, you have two options there as well. You have a light blocking shade that will block all the light out. Maybe in a family room and there's a little bit of glare on the TV as a result of your skylight, you can drop this shade down. It'll block the glare, and then you can open up later and get all that free natural daylight into your space. Or say you want something in a bathroom and you want it to just to filter some of the light, then you can actually put a shade in and it'll knock down some of that intense light that may be coming through at a certain time of the day. Now, the other type of skylight we have is a curb mount skylight, and those sit 0 degrees to 60 degrees. And they're a little different setup when it comes to the shade. We actually have to put an accessory tray inside the curb, and then we mount the tray to that, or the shade to that, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You don't really lose much visible light as a result of that tray, but it's just a little different process that they need to be aware of.
Sure.
In regards to automation, Velux came up with a system. It's called Velux Active. It is absolutely incredible. You can tie this system into your internet. It monitors the temperature level or temperature and humidity levels outside. You preset what makes you comfortable inside, and it will monitor the weather stations, monitor your home for not only heat, but CO2 levels and humidity levels. And when they reach a certain requirement, the skylights will actually open or close, or the shades will open and close to maintain that preset limits that you set. So everybody likes a little, maybe you like a little warmer, somebody else likes a little colder. You can actually preset those temperatures yourself and leave it alone, and this system takes care of all of that for you. So it's a pretty impressive, it's only costs a couple $100 to include. So
wow,
it's a great program.
That is really good. Especially I love the safety part of like the CO2, you know, stuff like that for sure. I mean, that's what a benefit.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd love to share a story that I think is pretty funny.
Absolutely.
I have three skylights in my kitchen, and my mother and all her sisters, all four of them, came over to visit, and they're all in the kitchen and doing what, you know, 70-year-old ladies do, and they're talking, and all of a sudden, they're talk, 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 and my skylights start to open, and they're like, what was that? I said, well, the CO2 levels got pretty high in the house, so we had to open up the skylights, had to open up and let some of that out, so it was pretty funny.
That's awesome. But it's amazing how real that stuff is. You know, I talk to people all the time about, you know, humidity in the home. And I love how that can actually, you know, help with that too, you know, looking at that stuff. But, you know, I talk to them about the amount of people that live in a home. If the more people you have in a home, the higher the humidity is going to be. And they're like, really? What? You know, but there's so many things that play into this stuff. you know, when you're looking at a home scientifically and all that. So it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at it too from a, you know, if you have a teenager that takes those 1 hour showers and, you know, all that humidity level goes up.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the highest thing in the home normally? It's a skylight. And so monitoring those humidity levels and being able to open it up and let that humidity out and then close back up, it actually makes your home much safer. It resists mold. You get a lot of air exchange. Your air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. So it's a great benefit for not a big cost.
Yeah, yeah. So in doing all this stuff, you ever run into any type of like specific building codes or building regulations that people should be aware of when you're putting skylights in a home?
I think the biggest thing that they need to understand is that any sloped glazing over 6 feet requires laminated glass.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there are applications where it's not 6 feet over, and Velux does make a few skylights that are just tempered and tempered, and those skylights obviously cost less. And so sometimes somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, they will get a tempered skylight and they'll put it in your home. And then you don't have the protection that I spoke about earlier, that if something to hit it, now you will have a big hole in your roof. So it's very important to look at laminated glass when you're putting a skylight in your home.
Awesome. Awesome. So what about like maintenance? Is there any type of like maintenance requirements? What do you do once these skylights are in?
Really, they're maintenance free. Another addition that Velux has added to the glass, it's similar to a Rain-X coating. They call it self-cleaning. It actually doesn't really clean itself, but yeah, it doesn't allow debris to stick to the glass. And when it rains, it actually washes the glass off or keeps it much cleaner than it did before. So they call it clean, quiet, safe glass.
Yeah, so it's kind of like probably the same soap scum type stuff we put inside showers on a lot of clear glass showers to kind of just protect that glass and keep things from sticking to it. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a great thing also. Let's kind of start to talk about, you know, where do we put these skylights? You know, because I definitely get the question all the time about, you know, how they help, where to use them. Is there any unconventional areas, you know, within the home that you see, you know, skylights can really be beneficial to where people might not think about those areas?
You know, obviously, a lot of consumers aren't aware of the sun tunnel. So it's mm-hmm. a skylight, but it's not a glass skylight. And so sun tunnels are extremely popular and work very well in confined spaces like closets, interior bathrooms without any windows. It's a little small, so the really not big enough for a skylight, but it work. You need some natural daylight in there, or hallways. On a conventional skylight, one of the most popular, and people don't really think about it, is in their kitchen. You know, you're in there and you're cooking and you've got all this heat coming up. It's one time it's cold, the next minute it's hot. There may be a glare there. And most of the kitchens are interior, so they don't have a lot of windows. So skylights in a kitchen are extremely, extremely resourceful, and it makes a dramatic impact to that space.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, I'm going to kind of get right into my on the road with Rich here real quick, because that kind of brings in a location that I hear often. And so for everybody out there, my on the road segment's brought to you by English Sweep today. So for all your chimney fireplace needs, go to EnglishSweep.com and they can take care of everything that you need. But, you know, so one of the biggest things I see all the time is when we're doing outdoor, you know, patio covers and things like that, they're always behind the kitchen. Like you mentioned the kitchen, you know, there's light there. They want the natural light, things like that. And everybody always has the same conversation of, boy, when I build this roof out back, I'm going to lose so much light in my kitchen. And it's a very common thing that we then look at, you know, through that design and kind of answering their questions. Sometimes we look at an unconventional space that they don't really think about it, because I'm getting this patio cover, you know, because I don't want to be in the sun and stuff. But if you put skylights in that actual patio cover, it's going to bring light again right back, you know, to that window. And then, you know, teaching them about the shades and the different things you could do of when do you let how much light through and can you block it and not. And, you know, it's actually a place that we end up with skylights all the time now, is in those patio cover roofs to get light back to that kitchen, especially when we've got like a second floor over the house and even, you know, a sun tunnel can't really get through or whatever. So definitely, you know, an unconventional space. Are you seeing more and more of those out on like a patio roof?
I do. Actually, we see quite a few of those. Recently, I could say in the last year, we've probably done 6 different homes specifically in that application. Some of them have been large monumental glass skylights, and some of them have been more of the residential
theme. Yeah. No, awesome. And it's something to think about for people when you're going into these type of projects and everything. You know, we can design and figure this out and help with those solutions. But I do want to remind everybody here at Mosby, we've got an actual promotion going on. You know, right now we have a kitchen promotion and a door and window sale going on right now. So you can get 12 months, no payments, no interest on your projects, or you could substitute that for a 5% discount and still get some financing with low monthly payments if that would help you out. Offer ends November 15th. So you're going to want to get with us, call in, get your appointment scheduled with us prior to the 15th. You can go to callmosby.com. So I'm having a great time with you here, Jeff. A lot of great information. We're going to take a short break and we'll do more right after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. Final segment here, Ride at Home with Rich. And we're having this awesome conversation with Jeff Culberson from St. Louis Skylights. And you know, Jeff, we've worked with you guys for quite a long time when we get into, you know, design projects and stuff where we're adding skylights. And, you know, I've been into it with you guys on replacing older skylights and trying to find the size that might work. And maybe we need to do a little framing with that and stuff. One of my favorite ones we just did, you know, about a year and a half or 2 years ago or so, was kind of like that patio cover we were talking about. We built this patio cover. And again, we had that whole conversation, you know, about the light and, you know, how do they get light into that kitchen window? Cause it's right over their kitchen. And, you know, she wanted to keep that there. And you guys came up with this really cool design with us on, you know, how to take a couple bigger skylights and do like a custom flashing kit. And we can get them like really, really close together, you know, from one another. So you don't need like all this roofing material between them. So can you just kind of explain like what that is and all the custom stuff that you can do to make, like you were talking about, like a mile long skylight or, you know, all these big skylights? Can you just touch on that for us?
Absolutely. So there's a couple options there. We have what you were referring to is that we use Velux skylights and we use residential skylights, but it's called a combination flashing kit. So we can take these skylights and make them 3 rows wide, 3 rows up, 1 row wide, 1 row up, 3 wide.
Yeah.
So the limitations are pretty much endless, and we can make those gutter spacings fit the design that you're looking for. So we can have a 2.5-inch gutter space, which is 2.5 inches between those skylights, or we can go all the way up to 12 inches between those skylights. If we can't find the solution using the residential skylights, we have a wide range, specifically Velux, of commercial skylights that we use for residential applications. Velux has Velux has a really cool program now where they have it's called a Velux modular skylight. And that skylight, the size is the limit. Sky is the limit on size, but they offer venting and shade options, which most commercial skylight manufacturers do not. And if they're venting, it doesn't look obtrusive. All the skylights look exactly the same on the roof, and you can't really tell which one's open and closed. Unfortunately, you're limited every other bay to open. You can get shades in all of them, but on the roof, they look very appealing. And then finally, the final option would be to get a large glass monumental skylight. Say you have a large 20-foot opening in your roof, and you want to put a skylight there. We have that capability. We can go in there. We can put a large skylight in there. Glass sizes are amazing. You can do a wide range of sizes, colors, shapes. Literally, the sky is the limit. So, we can offer anything you need when it comes to daylighting.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And I did love that patio cover we did, because, yeah, being able to get those nice size wide skylights and make it, you know, that long, it pretty much looked like about a, 4 foot wide by about an 8 foot long skylight with just a little strip like right in the middle that really didn't block anything. And clients absolutely loved, that idea. So again, those innovations and how they put these things together are just so cool. And another thing that they do that I've, seen in like attics and attic remodels and different stuff. Let's touch on like the balcony skylights and the egress, like accessibility skylights and these steep roofs, for these attic renovations and stuff. Cause we're always, when we renovate that, we need that egress. So how can, VLUX help with that?
Yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of folks are looking to improve their homes, and they're going upwards, and the attic spaces are available, and you have to meet certain egress requirements. And a lot of the solutions before VLUX was around was putting a dormer in there, and dormers can become very, very expensive. But VLUX has a range of skylights called roof windows. They're either top hinged or side hinged, and they meet egress requirements. So you don't have to put a dormer in there. You can actually put a skylight in there. You can put a shade in that skylight and still meet the requirements that are there. And of those, probably the most dramatic is the Cabrio. The Cabrio, you may have seen out on Facebook. It got pretty popular there. It was shared quite a bit. But this skylight actually opens up from the bottom and the top. And when you open up the bottom, there's a rail there, and it actually creates a balcony.
Yeah.
And it overhead. So you can walk out of your roof, literally, and look outside using the
on
skylight.
On this little balcony, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Now, to be frank, the applications are pretty strict. The roof pitches are close, and obviously you need to have a space where you can walk up to the skylight. A lot of the times your skylight's above your head, so that obviously wouldn't work. But they're amazing. If the application is there, I would encourage anyone to contact us. Let us come out and take a look. Doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely free. All our estimates are free. And let's see if we can help you out.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I love how that does that. So I know too, when I've looked at some, a lot of these, we're getting into these older homes, they have a really steep roof, which creates the attic space that we can actually, get some room up there. But it's cool not to have to build out a dormer to do that and to get that stuff in there. But I guess my question would be, a lot of these older homes, they're going to have, slate roofs and stuff like that. Is there any limitation on the type of roof, in getting a skylight like that in there?
There's not a limitation when it comes to the skylight or the skylight application. Mm-hmm. There is a limitation when it comes to our capability to do that. We typically are a turnkey operation. If you don't have a skylight, we can come in and we'll cut the hole in the roof. We'll do the drywall. We'll do the shingling. We'll do everything. But when it comes to that specialty roofing, slate, and there's a few other high-tech products out there now, we're not qualified to operate those. What we typically do at that point is we work with that particular company, and we'll put the skylight in, and then they'll do the flashing.
Yep, and they can do the slate and everything around it, because that is a very, it's kind of like plaster. It's one of those things we talk about all the time. It's like an art form that's getting lost.
Absolutely.
And there's less and less people that work on, these slate roofs and clay tile roofs and things like that. So definitely a very special niche there. And with, kind of like the innovations in skylights, the innovations in roof with some of the metals and the different and the composites, there's all these different roofs now, and they're even making, the shingled roofs so, thick and better and long lasting and resisting hail damage and stuff that, I see it's just kind of getting away from there. There's going to be less and less of it. So, but that's good to know that they could still do that, and you could just work with their roofer and everything on that type. So I guess what I'd like to just kind of touch on is, kind of if you could explain like the reason Mosby's done so much with you guys. What do you see? We see some differences. What do you see as like one of the main differences when selecting like your company over other contractors for skylights?
I think that the primary difference is that this is all we do. we're a skylight installation company. We're not a roofer that does skylights. We're not a siding, gutters, you know, soft bit. We're a skylight company. We eat, drink, breathe skylights every single day. And I'm proud to say we probably put more skylights in than any other company in the United States. Velux has actually said that when it comes to the number of skylights, the quantity, the sizes. We travel all over the U.S. doing large commercial skylights. So St. Louis Skylights is the premier skylight installation company in the U.S. And I'm proud to say that we've got some amazing employees that do that every single day.
No, that's awesome. And obviously you carry all the proper insurance, stuff like that.
Absolutely. We have we have insurance. We often add the homeowner as the additional insurer. That's quite popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
All the bonding and insurance requirements are standard with us.
Okay, cool. And any organizations, member of the Better Business Bureau, any organizations, stuff like that you're a member of?
Primarily just the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the skylight world doesn't have a lot of industry-related organizations, but we are a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, cool. And we kind of touched on your new location and everything. So in there, can people still come by and like see some of these skylights and the options and stuff before purchasing?
Absolutely. We would love to have you come out. We have displays of both the deck mount that I referred to before, deck mount, curb mount. We have sun tunnels. We have shades. And all of these are operational, so you can come out and see them actually open and close. And we would love to have you come out and sit down and talk with you.
Yeah. And the sun tunnels, you know, that is definitely something, you know, when you see it, it kind of helps really explain, you know, how it works and all of that and how you can, you know, put it on a different part of the roof and then have it over here, you know, in this room and angle it. So that's definitely a good thing to stop in and kind of see and everything. So can you just touch one more time before we go? How can people find you? Where's that at? All that information.
Yeah, you can visit us on the internet at stlouisskylights.com. You can give us a phone call at 636-536-2000, or you can come to our location at 825 Market Street in Truesdale, Missouri.
Awesome. And I want to remind everybody again, for one, with Mosby, our design build services, as we design and do all this, we incorporate things like that with Jeff, with St. Louis Skylights into those designs. And a reminder on our promotion for the kitchen sale and the door and window sale. You know, right now you can get 12 months, no payments, no interest on those projects, or you can kind of exchange that over for a 5% discount and you can still do some financing that would have low monthly payments for you if that would help you out. So offer ends November 15th. So get in touch with us. Call Mosby.com. Well, Jeff, I loved it. I had a great time. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. Final segment here, Ride at Home with Rich. And we're having this awesome conversation with Jeff Culberson from St. Louis Skylights. And you know, Jeff, we've worked with you guys for quite a long time when we get into, you know, design projects and stuff where we're adding skylights. And, you know, I've been into it with you guys on replacing older skylights and trying to find the size that might work. And maybe we need to do a little framing with that and stuff. One of my favorite ones we just did, you know, about a year and a half or 2 years ago or so, was kind of like that patio cover we were talking about. We built this patio cover. And again, we had that whole conversation, you know, about the light and, you know, how do they get light into that kitchen window? Cause it's right over their kitchen and, you know, she wanted to keep that there. And you guys came up with this really cool design with us on, you know, how to take a couple bigger skylights and do like a custom flashing kit. And we can get them like really, really close together, you know, from one another. So you don't need like all this roofing material between them. So can you just kind of explain like what that is and all the custom stuff that you can do to make like, You were talking about like a mile long skylight or, you know, all these big skylights. Can you just touch on that for us?
Absolutely. So there's a couple options there. We have what you were referring to is that we use Velux skylights and we use residential skylights, but there's a, it's called a combination flashing kit. So we can take these skylights and make them three rows wide, three rows up, one row wide, one row up, three wide.
Yeah.
So the limitations are pretty much endless, and we can make those gutter spacings fit the design that you're looking for. So we can have a 2.5-inch gutter space, which is 2.5 inches between those skylights, or we can go all the way up to 12 inches between those skylights. If we can't find the solution using the residential skylights, we have a wide range, specifically Velux, of commercial skylights that we use for residential applications. Velux has a Velux has a really cool program now where they have a, it's called a Velux modular skylight. And that skylight, the size is the limit. Sky is the limit on size, but they offer venting and shade options, which most commercial skylight manufacturers do not. And if they're venting, it doesn't look obtrusive. It, all the skylights are look exactly the same on the roof, and you can't really tell which one's open and closed. Unfortunately, you're limited every other bay to open. You can get shades in all of them, but on the roof, they look very appealing. And then finally, the final option would be to get a large glass monumental skylight. Say you wanted to, you have a large 20-foot opening in your roof and you want to put a skylight there. We have that capability. We can go in there. We can put a large skylight in there. Glass sizes are amazing. You can do a wide range of sizes, colors, shapes. Literally, the sky is the limit. So, yeah, we can offer anything you need when it comes to daylighting.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And I did love that patio cover we did because, yeah, being able to get those nice size wide skylights and make it, you know, that long, it pretty much looked like about a, 4 foot wide by about an 8 foot long skylight with just a little strip like right in the middle that really didn't block anything. And clients absolutely loved, that idea. So again, those innovations and how they put these things together are just so cool. And another thing that they do that I've, seen in like attics and attic remodels and different stuff. Let's touch on like the balcony skylights and the egress, like accessibility skylights and these steep roofs, for these attic renovations and stuff. Cause we're always, when we renovate that, we need that egress. So how can, Velux help with that?
Yeah. As you mentioned, a lot of folks are looking to improve their homes and they're going upwards and the attic spaces are available and you have to meet certain egress requirements and a lot of the solutions before Velux was around was putting a dormer in there, and dormers can become very, very expensive. But Velux has a range of skylights called roof windows. They're either top hinged or side hinged, and they meet egress requirements. So you don't have to put a dormer in there. You can actually put a skylight in there. You can put a shade in that skylight and still meet the requirements that are there. And of those, probably the most dramatic is the Cabrio. The Cabrio, you may have seen out on Facebook. It got pretty popular there. It was shared quite a bit. But this skylight actually opens up from the bottom and the top. And when you open up the bottom, there's a rail there, and it actually creates a balcony.
Yeah.
And it overhead. So you can walk out of your roof, literally, and look outside using the
on
skylight.
On this little balcony, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Now, to be frank, the applications are pretty strict. The roof pitches are close, and obviously you need to have a space where you can walk up to the skylight. A lot of the times your skylight's above your head, so that obviously wouldn't work. But they're amazing. If the application is there, I would encourage anyone to contact us. Let us come out and take a look. Doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely free. All our estimates are free, and let's see if we can help you out.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I love how that does that. So I know too, when I've looked at some, a lot of these, we're getting into these older homes, they have a really steep roof, which creates the attic space that we can actually, get some room up there. But it's cool not to have to build out a dormer to do that and to get that stuff in there. But I guess my question would be, a lot of these older homes, they're going to have, slate roofs and stuff like that. Is there any limitation on the type of roof you know, in getting a skylight like that in there.
There's not a limitation when it comes to the skylight or the skylight application. Mm-hmm. There is a limitation when it comes to our capability to do that. We typically are a turnkey operation. If you don't have a skylight, we can come in and we'll cut the hole in the roof. We'll do the drywall. We'll do the shingling. We'll do everything. But when it comes to that specialty roofing like slate, and there's a few other high-tech products out there now, we're not qualified to operate those. What we typically do at that point is we work with that particular company, and we'll put the skylight in, and then they'll do the flashing.
Yep, and they can do the slate and everything around it, because that is a very, it's, you know, it's kind of like plaster. It's one of those things we talk about all the time. It's a, it's like an art form that's getting lost.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's less and less people that work on, you know, these slate roofs and clay tile roofs and things like that. So definitely a very special niche there. And with, you know, kind of like the innovations in skylights, the innovations in roof with some of the metals and the different and the composites, there's all these different roofs now. And they're even making, you know, the shingled roofs so, you know, thick and better and long lasting and, you know, resisting hail damage and stuff that, you know, I see it's just kind of getting away from there. You know, there's going to be less and less of it. So, but that's good to know that they could still do that. And you could just work with their roofer and everything on that type. So, I guess what I'd like to just kind of touch on is, you know, kind of if you could explain like the reason Mosby's done so much with you guys. What do you see? You know, we see some differences. What do you see as like one of the main differences when selecting like your company over other contractors for skylights?
You know, I think that the primary difference is that this is all we do. We're a skylight installation company. We're not a roofer that does skylights. We're not a siding, gutters, you know, soft bit. We're a skylight company. We eat, drink, breathe skylights every single day. And I'm proud to say we probably put more skylights in than any other company in the United States. Velux has actually said that when it comes to the number of skylights, the quantity, the sizes. We travel all over the U.S. doing large commercial skylights. So St. Louis Skylights is the premier skylight installation company in the U.S. And I'm proud to say that we've got some amazing employees that do that every single day.
No, that's awesome. And obviously you carry all the proper insurance, stuff like that.
Absolutely. We have we have insurance. We often add the homeowner as the additional insurer. That's quite popular these days. Mm-hmm. All the bonding and insurance requirements are standard with us.
Okay, cool. And any organizations, member of the Better Business Bureau, any organizations, stuff like that you're a member of?
Primarily just the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the skylight world doesn't have a lot of industry-related organizations, but we are a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, cool. And we kind of touched on your new location and everything. So in there, can people still come by and like see some of these skylights and the options and stuff before purchasing?
Absolutely. We would love to have you come out. We have displays of both the deck mount that I referred to before, deck mount, curb mount. We have sun tunnels. We have shades. And all of these are operational, so you can come out and see them actually open and close. And we would love to have you come out and sit down and talk with you.
Yeah. And the sun tunnels, you know, that is definitely something, you know, when you see it, it kind of helps really explain, you know, how it works and all of that and how you can, you know, put it on a different part of the roof and then have it over here, you know, in this room and angle it. So that's definitely a good thing to stop in and kind of see and everything. So can you just touch one more time before we go? How can people find you? Where's that at? All that information.
Yeah, you can visit us on the internet at stlouisskylights.com. You can give us a phone call at 636-536-2000, or you can come to our location at 825 Market Street in Truesdale, Missouri.
Awesome. And I want to remind everybody again, for one, with Mosby, our design build services, as we design and do all this, we incorporate things like that with Jeff, with St. Louis Skylights into those designs. And a reminder on our promotion for the kitchen sale and the door and window sale. You know, right now you can get 12 months, no payments, no interest on those projects, or you can kind of exchange that over for a 5% discount and you can still do some financing that would have low monthly payments for you if that would help you out. So Offer ends November 15th, so get in touch with us. Callmosby.com. Well, Jeff, I loved it. I had a great time. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Get more at 971talk.com.